Now, we turn to the paths connecting the spheres. Think of the path as a power line that joins two terminals, enabling them to combine their influences. Descend them, and they will teach you the pattern of the divine will that the mysteries try to implement on earth. Ascend them, and you feel the desire to regain your place as a child of light. Each path can help you to strengthen one of your unseen powers. They are the original path workings, meant to carry the mind and spirit of seekers on a journey between the spheres and to experience the effect it would have on them. Each sphere is seen as a path in its own right, so Keter to Malkut counts as 1 to 10. You will find a complete set of path workings for the Tree of Life in my book, The Shining Paths. But for the moment, I want you to just walk them gently. First, think about them, for to tread the paths is to feel the impact of the teaching that inspired them. Exercise discretion and discrimination. We will be taking the paths from the 32nd path upward. This is the usual way and the safest. Later, you can descend the paths by yourself and compare the ways in which they differ when going up or coming down, and the effect it has on the human mind and spirit. This path, this 32nd path, is also your last chance to go forward or to turn aside and go back to being one of the sleepers. The 32nd path, the Hebrew letter, is Tau, T-A-U. It goes from Malkut, the sphere of the earth, to Yesod, the sphere of the moon. So it's concerned with both the physical and the astral modes of consciousness. In a sense, it is a dream path, for it's the way we rise in our dreams from the physical to the dream state. The tarot card given to it is the world. But before you take this path, read the legend of the abduction of Persephone by Hades and the reaction of Demeter, her mother. Read and take note of the role played by the moon. Everything mentioned in the myth has a meaning for this path and can help you to find the seed of truth in this legend. Volume 2 of the Practical Guide to Kabbalistic Symbolism gives a detailed account of each path, but for now, the details I give you will be enough. The spheres at each end of the paths act like termini, bus stops if you like, places where you get on, travel, and get off at the other end. And my advice at this stage is that you ride the bus and watch the scenery, then return on the same bus. The mother goddesses and earth mothers of myth and legend, plus the corn kings, oak kings, and sacrificed gods are the ones that reign on this path. And below it sit the gods of the underworld, like Hades and Pluto, whose name means riches. They rule the world of the dead, where only the walkers between the worlds, Hermes, Mercury, and Anubis, and their like, may come and go as they please. It is bounded by the river Styx, where Charon, the ferryman, carries the dead across the river to Elysium, a path we must all walk one day. You can also put the smith gods, such as Hephaestus, Govanon, and Wayland here, for they often used caves as a forge, and the underground waters of the Styx to cool the metal, and the inner fires of earth to smelt the metal. The 31st path takes you from Malkut, but this time towards Hod, the sphere of Mercury, language, intellect, and communication. The Hebrew letter is Shin, and it is a journey of one of the most important discoveries of all time, fire. Before humanity learned to control this element, life was a constant battle for survival, and even with fire it was hard. But it changed the path of evolution. Life was safer, for a fire at the entrance of a cave kept predators away. It gave warmth and cooked food, which meant it could be stored. And this was the beginning of hospitality, for stored food could be shared. It lengthened the day, giving light that could be used to make tools and develop skills. But above all, it was the beginning of language. Where there is a fire, you will find people. After millions of years, there is still something magical about a campfire. Early tribes gathered around it and began to make sounds of enjoyment, sounds that meant spear, club, cutting tool, food, child, mate, fear, anger. Then the sounds became names by which individual members of a tribe could recognize each other. And later it would bring the art of metalworking and the beginning of warfare. But it begins with fire. To understand this path, read the many legends of the fire stealers, and they can be found in every tradition, the most famous being that of Prometheus. Evolution is a hard path, and every discovery must be paid for. Perhaps this is why the tarot trump of this path is judgment. Walking the path can improve your powers of abstract thought. The 30th path travels from Yesod, the sphere of the moon, to Hod, the sphere of the mind, and has been called a path of enlightenment. It links the reflective light of the sun and the flickering light of the campfire, and it certainly does enlighten those who walk it. The Hebrew letter is Resh, the head. This is where we store our thoughts and ideas, and from where we look out upon the world around us. The sense of sight is another link in the chain. It teaches us to combine the gifts of the unconscious mind with those of the conscious mind. One of the symbols you will come across in this path is the magical mirror. Apart from the obvious link with the moon, this can be traced back to the sphere of Chokhmah, for it is only when Keter projects its image outwards that it can see what it is and understand what it is meant to be. The tarot card is the sun, the source of enlightenment, and the myth associated with it is the story of Phaeton, the son of Apollo, by an earthly mother. He boasted of his divine father and claimed he could drive the chariot of the sun. His friends asked him to prove it. Apollo, knowing how hard the fiery horses were to control, refused to let him do it. But the willful child insisted, and unable to control the chariot, he fell to his death. The path may look easy, but too much light can be fatal. Every path holds a lesson. There are no joy rides or way of escaping the dullness of daily life. Walked with care, the paths can open your unseen powers to the light of day. And this path teaches you discretion.